is the 28th of August, 1973. Paul Cummings talking to Christo in his apartment on Howard Street. Let's see, you were born in, to start from the beginning, 1935.
Yeah.
Right. And in what town, actually?
Gabrovo, and it's the small town on Balkan, and the mountains of Balkan, north part of Bulgaria.
Oh, it's a mountain town.
Yes, you know the Balkan,
yeah.
The name of Balkanic states,
right.
Came from the range of mountains named,
right.
Balkan.
Oh, I see, so it's not a little valley, it's a
yeah,
mountain.
It's the mountain, yeah, it's about 2,000 meters high, it's quite
mm-hmm.
high mountain.
Mm-hmm. And you have what, brothers and sisters, or no?
Two brothers.
Who are not in the art?
No, they are not. I come from, just to explain it,
yeah.
I come from, born in Bulgaria, but come from a family of Russian origin in
mm-hmm.
Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my brother is the movie actor, and
mm-hmm.
theater actor, and the other is the scientific.
Which is which?
The oldest is the movie actor, and I am in the middle.
His name
the youngest one is Anani. My first name is Christo.
Right.
My family name is the Ukrainian origin, Yavachev.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yavachev. I found called Kushchev. We have special letter.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrillic. And one is the Anani is the actor, and Stefan
mm-hmm.
is the scientist.
Mm-hmm. Where does he act?
Now, I live in all this country
mm-hmm.
until 57. I don't know
right.
if I remember
right.
that. Like, I live in Bulgaria, between Bulgaria and Czechoslovakia. I left Bulgaria in 56, no, in early 56, and I live between 56 and early 57 in Czechoslovakia, because
yeah.
I have parents, I have family yeah. there. And all the family...
Did your parents leave too, or did you...
Yes, they live in Bulgaria, actually, now.
Oh, that's they still live there?
Yes.
Oh,
everybody live there in Bulgaria.
I see, but you're the one who travels around.
No, I am escaped during the Hungarian Revolution in 1950s,
uh-huh.
early 57,
mm-hmm.
from Prague, Czechoslovakia.
But you've been going to school there.
Yes, I studied the Arts Academy and
mm-hmm.
Sofia. I studied also the architecture and movie set in
mm-hmm.
Sofia. And I work in the movie. And
mm-hmm.
architecture in Sofia, and also I work in a theater
mm-hmm.
in Prague,
mm-hmm.
56, in the Burian Theater. I don't know if you're familiar. Emil František Burian was the first, was Czech, but in 30s was in Leipzig, and he's
mm-hmm.
the man who make all Brecht play in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
He was a friend of Bertolt Brecht, very strong communist.
Mm-hmm.
When the communists came to power, that
mm-hmm.
they give him theater, and I work
mm-hmm.
on his theater
mm-hmm.
in 56
mm-hmm.
up to early 57. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but before one gets into all of that activity, did you start drawing as a child? I mean, how did you get interested in making things and visual arts? And
I come from the family of my father is the scientist, and my grandfather is the very known archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is the musician, and we was always art, very
mm-hmm.
much art in our place. And you know, we live with many people of the science and art,
mm-hmm.
like very young. And I start to study art at an age, if I tell you, it's hilarious, but an age of six or first. Year where I go to school, I six
mm-hmm.
we go to school. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have private teacher and art. You know, generally the
mm-hmm.
people study music, you know,
mm-hmm.
piano or,
mm-hmm.
or violin. Like,
well, did you make drawings? As a
yes,
child?
I do drawings as a child, and after that, my mother sent me to art professor who gave me lesson of art,
mm-hmm.
an art
mm-hmm.
history of age of five,
mm-hmm.
five six, like
mm-hmm.
with the regular school,
mm-hmm.
and after that, I always study art
mm-hmm.
in different way. And
mm-hmm.
also the architecture, you know, all
mm-hmm.
this related discipline
mm-hmm.
stuff. And
so it was rather natural for you to take
yeah.
up this activity, and your family was not a problem. I mean, they didn't
no.
say, "I want to be an artist."
No, it was never.
Which happened so often.
No.
Oh, that was good. What did your first teacher have you do?
You know, that was very academical study.